Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge you need help with, or if a loved one has a health challenge you need help with, or they need help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls. Next segment, we're going to talk to Lisa McGarity about psychism. At the bottom of the hour, Lisa's been a psychic medium for 20 years. She sees clients, and she's got some interesting things to say about curses and psychic readings. We'll talk to Lisa McGarity at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010, in our next segment. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We already got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us. We'll try to get to everybody today. We'll start taking calls early. I want to continue talking about the famous dopamine, everyone's favorite neurotransmitter, at least for those of us who know about neurotransmitters anyway. And by now, we've been talking about dopamine now for a couple of weeks, maybe even a month or so. Hopefully you like dopamine as much as I do. Dopamine is now being thought to have played a major role in evolution. I'm reading a book now called The Dopaminergic Mind in Human Evolution and History. I've been reading, I just finished a couple days ago, The Molecule of More, which is a kind of a bestseller type book on dopamine. Really interesting. Dr. Daniel Liebowitz, he connects dopamine up with politics, and he connects dopamine up with social and cultural phenomena. He connects dopamine up with exercise and motivation. And it is true, dopamine is our motivation neurotransmitter. Exercise upregulates dopamine. Performance upregulates dopamine. Cleaning the garage upregulates dopamine. Dopamine is associated with doing things. And not surprisingly, dopamine is also, as we talked about yesterday, associated with immunity and associated with the immune system. Of course, the immune system is doing things. And there's an interesting relationship between viruses and dopamine. As it turns out, viruses enter cells, or how they enter cells, depends on dopamine. Dopamine is like a garage door opener for viruses. Viruses work by entering into cells. Viruses are pieces of information that enter into cells. That's basically all they are. They're not living creatures. They're not animals. They're not alive. They can't be killed. They don't have any will. They don't have any intent. They just do what they do. They're just code that enters into our code, that corrupts our code for its own purposes. That's what a virus does, just like a computer virus in your hard drive. Computer virus in your hard drive is just a piece of code that corrupts our code, the code of your operating system in your computer, or some of the software in your computers, for its own purposes. The typical command of a biological virus is to replicate. That's what viruses do. They replicate. They make more of themselves. That's the only thing viruses do, is they make more of themselves. That's their job, is to divide and make more of themselves. So when a piece of viral information, DNA or RNA, enters into a cell, it hijacks the cell's manufacturing process. And the cell, that's what a cell does. Cells manufacture things. The DNA or the RNA from the virus hijacks that manufacturing machinery to make more viruses. Once the cell makes enough viruses, it explodes. It spews out more code, more viruses into the body, and the whole process starts all over again. We call that a viral infection. And at that point, the body's defenses are alerted, and a process is initiated that dismantles, not kills. You don't kill a virus. You dismantle it. You break it apart. You remove its protective coating. This is how the immune system addresses viral infections. There's nothing that kills a virus. We always say that, killing the virus. You don't kill a virus. You dismantle the virus. Can't kill it because it's not alive. That's the immune response. In the case of the current virus, the alert signal that tells the immune system there's a virus is an identification marker on the virus. All viruses have a little identification marker that says, I'm a virus. Just like when you go to a party or you go to a networking meeting and you have a little name tag on your jacket that says, I'm Ben. Viruses say, I'm virus. The identification on this particular virus is called a spike protein. Everybody's heard the term now, spike protein. Spike protein is the identification marker. It's the ID card on the virus. Normal cells don't have a spike protein. So when the immune system sees a spike protein, boom! It gets activated. And what happens when it gets activated? It creates little missiles, little virus-seeking missiles that explode the cell that's got the spike protein on, or the entity that's got the spike protein on it. That's the virus. Literally, the immune system makes little missiles, little rockets, little ballistic missiles that shoot down the virus that contains the spike protein or that has a spike protein on it. Those little missiles are called antibodies. Antibodies are little biological ballistic missiles. And the way the immune system works is antibodies are created specifically for this spike protein and the virus that carries it. Now, drug companies have figured out a way to fool the body, to trick the body into making antibodies against spike proteins. How do they do that? Well, they created an artificial virus, an artificial piece of information that forces our cells or tricks our cells into making spike proteins. You say, what? You're making spike proteins? Yes, you're making spike proteins. You're making the ID card. And then the immune system says, hey, there's an enemy in here. And this pseudovirus is injected into us. We now make these spike proteins, and the immune system sees these spike proteins and makes antibodies against them. And theoretically, when a natural virus with a spike protein enters the body, you've already got these missiles. You've already got these ballistic missiles. They're already present. And the virus is going to get shot down. That's called a vaccine. The vaccine is, in essence, a virus. Oh, the stupidity of this whole process, the genius and the stupidity all at the same time, is mind-boggling. So what does this all have to do with dopamine? Well, it turns out dopamine makes us more susceptible to infection. For one thing, dopamine is involved in making cells more susceptible to the entry of viruses. It's like a garage door opener. Dopamine opens up the membrane of a cell and allows the virus to enter into the cell. That makes sense. Remember, dopamine is the molecule of approach. It makes us want to take action. It makes our cells want to take action. And it does this by opening up the membrane and letting that virus in. Dopamine does other things too. Dopamine also sensitizes the immune system. Makes the immune system more hyperactive. which also makes sense given that dopamine is involved in making us do things. So it makes the immune system do things too. All right, pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll continue this discussion and take your phone calls in our next segment.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang on, we'll get your calls here in just a moment. Lisa McGarrity will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about psychic readings and curses with Lisa McGarrity. She's been a psychic for 20 years, got some interesting things to say. We'll get to your calls here in just a sec. I want to finish up. Well, I got more to say about dopamine, but just about as far as infections go, dopamine will predispose you to infections, and the dopamine personality, that is, personalities that
people who produce a lot of dopamine, and there is a dopaminergic personality type. Eric Braverman talks a lot about this in The Edge Effect. I'm going to be talking about Eric Braverman in the coming days. If you are producing too much dopamine, you'll have symptoms like anxiety, difficulty sleeping, mania, the bipolar phenomena, the manic phase of the bipolar phenomena is associated with excess dopamine, ADD, excessively high libido. All of these are associated with high levels of dopamine. If that's you, you are going to be more susceptible to viral infections. We know that elevated dopamine can significantly enhance the onset of various viruses, including HIV, as well as probably the current virus, encephalitis virus, too. Something called Japanese encephalitis virus is associated with excessive dopamine. And if that's you, you may want to consider dopamine-lowering strategies. And there are a lot of things that you can do, but one of the most important strategies for lowering dopamine is to use tryptophan and also tryptophan's metabolite, 5-HTP. You may have heard of 5-HTP. It was popular 20, 25 years ago. It's not as popular now, but when it first came out or when it first gained notoriety in the 1990s, it was recommended for depression and for sleep and for anxiety. Tryptophan and its derivative, 5-HTP, has wonderful calming effects. You can use it before you go to bed. And one of the reasons why 5-HTP and tryptophan work is because both of them have an ability to stabilize and even deplete dopamine levels. So you can get tryptophan supplementally. You can use tryptophan powder or 5-HTP capsules. And there's also foods that contain tryptophan. Most people recognize that turkey and also chicken contain tryptophan, although it's not the best source of tryptophan. There are better sources. Milk is a good source of tryptophan. Canned tuna fish is a really good source of tryptophan, as it turns out. Oats contain tryptophan. Cheese contains tryptophan. And one of my favorite ways to get tryptophan is by using something that we'll be talking about in the next few days, within the next few days, and that is using flax seeds. Ground up flax seeds is a great way to get your tryptophan. And it's also a great way, using ground-up flax seeds before you go to bed, is a great way to prevent hypoglycemia in the middle of the night. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you get get up out of bed and you feel like you can't go back to sleep, chances are, or there's a good possibility anyway, that you went into hypoglycemia in the middle of the night and you get a big surge of cortisol and now you can't go back to sleep. So using a little flaxseed, ground-up flax seeds before you go to bed can help stabilize your blood sugar so you don't have that hypoglycemic effect in the middle of the night. So for folks who get up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep, maybe a teaspoon or half a teaspoonful of flax seeds ground up in water and drink it down before you go to bed can help. And also the tryptophan in the flax seeds can help you too. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'll have more to say about dopamine tomorrow, and then we'll continue talking about tyrosine. I haven't forgot about that. Tyrosine, super important amino acid. We'll also talk a little bit about the vaccine tomorrow, and then Parkinson's disease is on the menu, and then we'll talk a little bit about gluten and gluten intolerance as well. Gluten intolerance is associated, believe it or not, with issues linked to neurotransmitters via disruption of the blood-brain barrier. Dr. David Perlmutter talks a lot about that in the book Grain Brain. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Elaine. Say good morning. Elaine, what's up? Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on, Elaine?
Good. It's just an amazing resonance. I think there was a caller yesterday. Excuse me. A caller yesterday said how much he resonated with you. And here I have a question on flaxseed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I keep coming across information that says that flaxseed is estrogenic in nature.
Uh-huh.
And you can watch it. So
yeah.
can you get the story straight?
Yes, I'll get the story straight. First of all, there are components in estrogen called lignans. Have you ever heard of this? I'm sorry, in flaxseeds called lignans. Have you ever heard of this?
Lignans.
Lignans.
But I don't understand.
Lignans are phytoestrogens. They're plant estrogens. They do have estrogenic effects, but they're very low estrogens. Phytoestrogens are estrogens, but they're very weak estrogens. And they can help protect you against the strong estrogens, like estradiol, estriol, the estrogens that your body makes. So the weak estrogens, the lignans, are thought to reduce some of the effects associated with the strong estrogens. And that's true about all the phytoestrogens. Lignin is a phytoestrogen. So I wouldn't worry about the estrogenic effects, the estrogenic activity of lignins, because actually they're protective against the really bad estrogens, the strong estrogens that your body makes, as well as the metabolites of them, the catechol estrogens that we've talked about in the past. This is why soy, by the way, is sometimes used. Soy also contains lignins and isoflavones as well, and these act like estrogens. So I wouldn't worry about the estrogenic effects. In fact, not only are the lignins weakly estrogenic, so they'll protect you against the stronger estrogens, but they also have, flaxseed fiber has an ability to improve the elimination of the excess estrogens out of the bowels. It kind of ties up the estrogen. It locks up the estrogen. So all in all, I would not only would I not worry about flaxseed lignins for folks who have estrogen issues, but you can actually use them to protect yourself against estrogen issues via this binding effect and also the weak estrogen effect.
So it sounds like it's a small risk, but big reward.
Not even a risk. I wouldn't even say it's a risk because they're so weak.
Okay.
Think about it this way.
Okay.
You have the receptor, right? The estrogen receptor. If you have a weak estrogen that sits on the estrogen receptor, that's going to prevent the strong estrogen from sitting on the estrogen receptor. It'll act like a block. Okay? And you'll get the weak effects, but you won't get the strong effects. It'll protect you from the strong effects because now the receptor has been occupied by these weak estrogen molecules. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Right. That makes great sense.
Thanks so much, Elaine. Okay, take care. I love flax seeds. Absolutely. I do them every day. Grind them up. I do about an ounce a day. I'll be talking about flax seeds in the coming days because they're really interesting for folks who are dealing with gluten issues. There's no gluten in flax seeds, and you can actually get flax flour if you want to bake gluten-free. All right, Chris in Texas. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
You don't even have to grind up flax seeds. All you got to do is be a Costco member, go down to Costco, get you a bag of premium gold, organic golden ground flax seed. It's about $8. It's a 4-pound bag. I mean, super cheap.
You know what the problem with that is, though, Chris? You know what the problem with that is? I know they make those. First of all, you got to use them fresh. Once you grind a seed, it's very susceptible to oxidation. So you got to use them fresh. And if you buy a bag of them, there's no way you're going to use them fresh. You got to keep them in the freezer.
Doesn't refrigeration help?
Well, it does help, and freezer is better, and it definitely helps.
Oh, wow,
But still, you know, it's not that hard to grind them up, and they're cheap.
Well,
they're like $1 a pound.
I'll put this in the freezer right now. The colder, the better. Hey,
yes, the colder, the better.
Fine,
yeah.
Great. I'll put it in the freezer.
Chris, I'm sorry. There's the music, buddy. What did you want to talk about? You always got something interesting to say.
I'm so angry because the FDA banned NAC. We got to talk about that.
Oh, no, let's talk about that. Yeah, call me tomorrow. I want to talk about that. Thank you, Chris. All right, Lisa McGarity, coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will return right after this.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather slammed western Kansas Monday evening, dropping tornadoes, including one which impacted a Sheridan County community. Damage cleanup is underway after a tornado struck Selden, a northwestern Kansas town. Kansas Highway Patrol spokesman Todd Hillman tells KSN News the damage he witnessed.
We have reports of injury crashes from semi-trucks that were blown over. We also have a train that is blown over, a train cars that are blown over. Don't know if they were connected to the engine or not right now.
There were no report of injuries related to the storm. A missing 69-year-old fisherman, Harry Burleigh, was found alive on Sunday after surviving 17 nights in the Oregon wilderness alone. He went missing May 7th after a camping trip to the Twin Lakes area. That's about 66 miles southeast of Portland, Oregon. His wife, Stacy, says he's doing well since being rescued. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This day in history, Flash, 1935, the location, Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. Flash, 1977, Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' Star Wars movies hits American theaters.
I didn't come back just to say goodbye.
I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust. We're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
Quiet down.
You got a mouth bigger than a meteor.
I'm quiet. It's not why I am. You can barely hear me.
Won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself the Empire won't even mess with this old rock.
Things can change.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Should not have come back.
Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales, $800 million worldwide. Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. the Princess, said it wasn't a movie opening, it was like an earthquake. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are on the way for Taiwan, the health minister said on Tuesday, as he extended virus-related restrictions until the middle of June, even though the trend in new infections is falling. I'm Lance Pry, this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're trying to get Lisa McGarrity on, but can't seem to get a hold of her. So if you do have questions or comments or success stories, you want to get back on the phone, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm not sure if we'll get Lisa or not. Hopefully we will. In any case, I want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com. Some of you have used our Truth Skin Health products, and if you have, you know that they are the real deal. I would have to be the biggest idiot on the planet to try to market a skincare product if it didn't have a skincare product that did something different. What does it do? It works, because all of our True Skin Health products were formulated in my pharmacy for helping folks deal with skin health issues. I couldn't play games. When I was formulating skin health products in my pharmacy for folks who had eczema or burns, or they were just coming out of surgery and they didn't want to prevent scarring, or even if they just had wrinkles or dry skin, they were complaining about health issues, not beauty issues. Skincare is kind of this silly cosmetic game that people play. And skincare companies take advantage of the, number one, the pure desire people have to have beautiful skin. And number two, the ignorance most of us have about how our skin works. And it's not fair.
And every time I hear about a skincare company coming out with the latest and greatest herbal rainforest ingredient, I want to throw up or kill somebody. Because it's not fair. It's not about the latest and greatest ingredient that comes from the rainforest. You don't need the latest and greatest ingredient that comes from the rainforest. You don't need the latest and greatest peptide. You don't need the latest and greatest of anything. Because skin is an organ of the body. And just like any organ of the body, it's made up of cells. And just like any cells in the body, cells have evolved, skin cells or otherwise, have evolved to use a specific menu of nutrients. Period. Not the latest and greatest. They don't need the latest and greatest. They need the basics. All cells need the mighty 90 essential nutrients. What makes the skin so cool and so special and so interesting is that you can access the cells from a topical direction. You can put things on top of the skin, and you can take advantage of cell chemistry if you know what you're doing. And I know what I'm doing, and I've been doing it for a long time. And that's why we use fat-soluble vitamin C, not ascorbic acid topically. Ascorbic acid is going to help you topically. This is how you can tell if your skincare product, your skincare company is full of baloney, is if they're using ascorbic acid as a source of vitamin C. Ascorbic acid is water-soluble vitamin C. It isn't going to penetrate through the skin surface, and that's biochemistry 101. That's pharmacy 101. Not only that, but ascorbic acid breaks down. Ascorbic acid breaks down in the presence of oxygen. It breaks down in the presence of water. That's why vitamin C products will turn brown right in the bottle if they have ascorbic acid in them. And you can tell that to any skincare person who's telling you to use ascorbic acid topically. It breaks down, it oxidizes, and it doesn't penetrate very effectively through the stratum corneum. Thus, we use fatty vitamin C. It's more expensive, but it works. We use retinol, and we don't use just a touch of it, a drop of it. We use a lot of it because you need a big dose. In fact, one of the major criteria for determining how effective an ingredient is going to be at getting through the skin surface to the lower levels is the concentration, the density in the product you're using. You can't just put a drop of something and expect it to get through the stratum corneum. You got to load up your product with an active ingredient. That's why we use 5% retinol. Everybody else uses 0.1% retinol. We use 60, 70, 80% fat-soluble vitamin C. Everybody else uses 10%, 5%, 1% water-soluble vitamin C. Bottom line is, 1,900-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreview.com. And there's a reason for that, because Truth Skin Health products work. Never any preservatives, fillers, or waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so I was hoping to get Lisa McGarity on, but as occurs sometimes on the bright side, our guests don't show up when they're supposed to show up, and that's just the way it is. So we've got lines open, 844-236-6010. I do want to continue talking about dopamine, and I have a lot to say about it. High dopamine levels are associated with anxiety and difficulties focusing. If you find that you have issues with sleep or, excess aggression, excess libido, increased mania or high energy, inability to focus, all these can be signs that you're jacked up on your dopamine. You're producing too much dopamine, and using dopamine-lowering strategies might be something that you want to think about. Slow, deep breathing can help stabilize dopamine. In fact, all the things we talk about that have a calming effect on the body, all the things we talk about that relax the body, partially at least, work by lowering dopamine levels. Now, increasing dopamine is a whole other issue, and we will be talking about that, because lower dopamine levels that are too low are also a problem. You don't want your dopamine levels too low, and you don't want your dopamine levels too high. Read Eric Braverman. If you're interested in this subject, read Eric Braverman's book, The Edge Effect. He has a lot to say about dopamine. In fact, he's got a huge chapter about the dopamine personality. All right. 844-236-6010. Our friend Lydia. Where you been, Lydia? Welcome to the bright side. What's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lydia. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I told you I was going to call you back, and I took longer than
I
wanted, but I am here.
Aww.
No, I never forget you, never. In
What's
fact,
going on?
I always get notifications all the time to remember you, and I love it. You're
on
the only
Facebook?
Notifications I like.
Are you you're
no,
on my Facebook?
Phone.
But when I do my Facebooks, when do you get notified? Lydia? 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 I don't know where you went, Lydia.
And I love having that.
I didn't hear you. Lydia, you stop.
Yes.
You cut out. Where do you? What notifications do you get? My Facebook? I don't know what the heck's going on with Lydia. I don't know what that was about, Lydia. I'm sorry, but we lost you. So call back if you want to call back. All right, so anyway, high dopamine levels are associated with problems focusing. There's a rush that's associated with dopamine. So when you get a hit of dopamine, it kind of has a mood-elevating effect. This is why people love it. Drugs like Adderall and Ritalin. Adderall is a modern form of Ritalin. I remember when I was in pharmacy school, Ritalin was all the rage. In fact, I have a funny story. Somebody gave me a Ritalin when I was in pharmacy school. I couldn't believe what that did for me. Holy moly. I read a textbook in one night, an entire 400-page textbook in one night doing Ritalin, and I could see why people use it. Unfortunately, you can't stay on it for long periods of time, Ritalin or Adderall, because the effects kind of wear off. And you need more and more. But one of the reasons that these drugs work so well is because they elevate dopamine. And this increase in dopamine production can be very addictive. And this is why people abuse these kinds of drugs. If you want to elevate your dopamine naturally, do something. Go out and exercise or finish a project. Those are the best ways to elevate your dopamine, because when you're using Adderall, Ritalin, or Dexedrine to elevate your dopamine, Dexedrine is a form of amphetamine, you'd end up with heart problems, blood pressure problems, kidney problems, and there's a lot of health issues associated with amphetamines. Anything that acts has an amphetamine-like effect, but one of the reasons we like this is because we get addicted to these substances is because of their dopaminergic properties. And we find that compulsive behaviors also will elevate dopamine levels, and this is one of the reasons why people become addicted to the internet or Facebook or compulsive gambling. All of these stimulate a big hit of dopamine, and they make the event or the experience that you're, whatever you're doing, highly rewarding and reinforcing it as a habit. All right, so get control of your dopamine is the bottom line by doing something to elevate it and by using tryptophan and relaxing strategies to lower it. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here momentarily, or we'll get your calls when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I guess we're not going to speak to Lisa McGarity. Hopefully I didn't disappoint too many folks. Maybe we'll get Lisa back on. We're going to talk about curses and psychic readings. 844-236-6010 is our number, and I've got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us now, so hang tight. I don't know if you guys heard about this article that came out yesterday. A glass of milk a day helps keep heart disease away. A new study finds milk isn't just good for your bones, it's also doing plenty for your heart, too. I don't know about that. An international team finds drinking milk regularly can significantly drop the chances of suffering from heart disease. This is a finding that was based on an epidemiological study. That's one of those studies where they ask people what they ate for breakfast and then associate it with specific disease states, or not necessarily what they eat for breakfast, but what they eat or what they drink. And then they link it up to a specific disease states. And as it turns out, the more folks who drank milk tended to have higher BMI. BMI is a measurement of weight and height, weight related to height. But they also had lower cholesterol levels. Interesting. This data suggests no need to limit milk intake with respect to cardiovascular disease risk. I'm not buying that. There are wonderful things in milk, though. I will say that. Magnesium and calcium and phosphorus and protein. There's wonderful nutrients in milk. B vitamins. Of course, once you pasteurize the milk, you lose a lot of its nutritional value. So raw milk is probably the way to go. But that being said, you don't necessarily need to be drinking milk. There's lots of great ways to get your magnesium and your calcium and your protein that don't involve drinking the mammary secretions of a big fat farm animal. If you're going to drink milk, do raw milk. That definitely has more nutritional value than the pasteurized and even homogenized. When milk's homogenized, by the way, all the fat globules are dispersed evenly, and that makes the fat globules much more readily, allows them to much more readily traverse the intestinal lining and get into the blood. And that is definitely a problem. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see what Don in Georgia has to say. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Ben. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Quick question. I have this weird phenomena that happens whenever I eat too much, I guess it's sugar in the morning. If I have a bowl of mixed fruit, or if I have a bowl of oatmeal with raisins and molasses or something like that, my ear goes out, like it gets clogged.
That's an allergic reaction. Yeah.
It's an allergic reaction, right?
Yeah. Now, isolate it. It could have something to do with the sugar, but it may also have something to do with something else that's in the foods. So you got to isolate it a little bit. Try just the oats and see what happens. Try just the fruit.
With nothing in it.
With nothing in it, exactly. And that's really a problem when you do when you have a reaction to a mixed concoction. You know, if you have four or five different things in the, you don't know what's causing the reaction. Sugar can definitely do that, though. So it could be the sugar and dried fruit. I assume you're doing dried fruit. Dried fruit
and
is
the oatmeal.
Yeah, dried fruit is super high concentrated in sugar. It's interesting about dried fruit and then also about raisins. They're because they're dried, the nutrients are concentrated, and there's wonderful minerals in dried fruit that are all concentrated, but the sugar is also concentrated, and dried fruit is some of the most sugar-dense foods anybody could ever eat. So if you're going to do dried fruit, suck on a little raisin or a couple raisins like it's a candy. That's the best way to do
gotcha.
It. And you'll get a little bit of sugar. Okay. It'll get really slow. In fact, you might want to try that. It might be the fact that you're doing too much sugar all at once. Try sucking on a piece of one of the dried fruits, if it's dried apricots or whatever you're doing, or a couple of raisins, and see if that makes a difference. And then try to eat those foods that you're making one food at a time, or one piece of the food at a time, one component
right.
of the food at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because I notice if I eat the fruit, strawberries, bananas individually,
yeah,
that doesn't
happen. Yeah, it
right.
may be too much. It may be too big a hit of sugar, or it may be one of the individual components. Do some experimenting.
Gotcha.
Will you call me back and let me know? I'd love to hear.
I sure will.
All right, Don. Thank you, man. Have a
you
great day,
it.
Buddy. Okay.
You too.
All right. All right. Oh, our friend Lydia's back. Hey, Lydia, what happened to you?
I don't know. Let's electronics. Anyway,
all right.
I want to get to the point because I just thought of some things that I think are important to ask, just a question.
Yeah.
But I do want, all I want to say in my last note was that high energy is so, not high energy, just be the vibration of happiness in your life is a part of good health, and we all need
yes.
to work on maintaining that. Now,
well, hang on to that thought. That's a great thought. Why do you think people can't, everybody wants to be happy. That's the prime directive of being a human being, right? Everything we do
right.
is just to be happy. So why is it that we can't be happy? What's going on? What, we all want to be happy, but we can't be happy.
It's the world we live in. It's the you know, the TV that people watch that brings us down, and we're collective. We're all consciousness that are together, and that's what happens is that that's why we need to exercise, not physically, I mean mentally, to keep us at a high, whatever it looks like, going to nature, grounding, whatever.
Good for you, Lydia.
And I realize that that's how we keep our health. That's how we, you know, create wonderful things in our life. It just goes on. And I'm creating, as soon as I started doing this again, because I lost it for a long time, because you get caught up with the crap that's happening. And
yeah.
it is pretty, I mean, I'm... It's tough what's happening to people.
It's pretty distressing, right? It's pretty distressing what's going on.
It really is. That's why we need to be connected. So
but check this out, Lydia. Check this out.
Yes.
I'm going to say this to you, but I'm going to say it to everybody who's listening, too. Where do we know, how do we know the world is distressing? Is it our personal experience, or is it the news? Or is it what we're being told, right?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right?
I know there's a lot happening on all sides. And I am aware of that finally. And it's going within is how you find truth. We
yeah.
love truth. You and so many people do. And when you can handle truth and you deal with it properly, it's awesome. I mean, life, you have to have faith in yourself. And that is
yeah.
what we are. That's what I'm learning. I am here to raise the vibration of this world that we live in. And we are on earth. We are here. I have a physical medium living at my house right now. It's so cool.
You do?
What, yeah.
are you a psychic medium? A psychic medium?
Oh, physical, meaning
what
that,
is that
he has a plasm come out of him, you know, ectoplasm. You've heard of, you know, that style of medium.
No, I haven't. I haven't. Tell me about that. But tell me real quickly, because we're going to run out of time.
Well, I can call you in another time, because I want to help a friend
okay.
that I've, you know.
Go ahead.
It's about, she drinks protein before she goes to bed. She
That's
works
good.
Out a lot.
Yeah.
Is that okay to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Not a lot. You don't want to be digesting anything. You don't want to be digesting a lot of stuff. But a little bit of liquid protein can help you with that hypoglycemic effect that sometimes happens that I was talking about earlier with the flax seeds.
I heard that. That's right. That's
yeah.
what made me think of that.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
A little bit of protein before you go to bed, not meat or anything that's hard to digest, but like liquid protein, like maybe a half a teaspoon of whey protein or bone broth protein in a glass of water will release sugar slowly. Protein gets turned into sugar over the course of time, and it will release sugar slowly, and you can help eliminate that hypoglycemic effect that happens in the middle of the night to some folks. It's not a bad idea to do that. Also, growth hormone and the body recovers, and there's a lot of building, there's a lot of anabolism that takes place while you sleep, so having some amino acids present may be helpful. And then lastly, if she does a certain type of protein that has tryptophan in it, that can have a relaxing effect also. So it's not necessarily a bad idea.
I heard about tryptophan today from you, but what protein has tryptophan in it?
Whey. Well, all protein will have some tryptophan, but whey protein probably has the best. Tryptophan is found in dairy. But all protein, all high protein foods and protein concentrated protein powders are going to provide tryptophan. Tryptophan is important for building, and so most folks who are taking protein powders are interested in building, and thus tryptophan is found in a lot of these building kinds of protein powders. It's a very anabolic amino acid.
So I just want to understand one more thing on this subject. I learned, you know, that you need to have it, you know, an empty stomach, like, you know, you know, before you go to bed, so you can heal, your body can heal. But I mean, do you want your body processing protein?
No.
Why do
you don't want it? That's what I'm saying. You only want a very small amount. You definitely don't want to have a big meal. You don't want to have a hamburger.
No.
You know, you don't want you don't want your body doing a lot of work while it's sleeping. You want the resources, the nutritional resources, and the blood and the oxygen all being used not to digest food, but to build tissue, to and also to fight diseases and to fight aging and, you know, do all the good things in life. It really, after you eat a meal, all your resources and blood supply are redirected to the intestine and to the digestive organs in order to process that food. So, and this is one of the reasons why the less you eat, the longer you live, assuming you have the right nutrients in your system, is because your resources are now being used to build tissue, to anti-age. And if you do it before you go to bed, all those resources are going to be redirected to the intestine and the liver and the digestive organs in order to digest food, and that's counterproductive. You don't want that happening. Lee, I hope you
absolutely
call me back about that other, about that
I will,
physical medium.
I will definitely.
It's interesting.
It's very interesting. I've been very fascinated by it, the whole experience, that's for sure.
All right,
so,
I'd love to hear
anyway,
it. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
that.
It.
Thank you.
Nice
sure
to hear from
thanks.
You.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to all my friends who are loyal Brightside listeners. I appreciate all you guys. And that's it for now. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.